Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
You are now entering a critical thinking zone. Thinking caps are required beyond this point. From deep behind enemy lines, deep in the heart of the Midwest, it's your host, Andrew Coppins. And it's time for critical thinking.
Good WTF Wednesday to you all. Yes, normally this would be a WTF Wednesday segment, as you know, but I don't think there's anything more WTF than what's going on in the World Cup. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to go down the sports route with you. Just some amazing things happening when the games are going on outside of the political sphere, outside of the morality sphere, outside of the woke, you know, virtue signaling from teams, from journalists, all that sort of wonderful goodness that's going on there. But on the field, these games are absolutely incredible. But that all notwithstanding, the WTF Wednesday here coming to you on this Thanksgiving week as we took this week off. I told you that I would come to you solo for a couple of times throughout the week to kind of give you an idea of what's been going on, to give you a little fix of critical thinking. And I wanted you guys to be able to critically think through something that's been going on in regards to the Colorado Springs shooting. And we don't name the shooter. We don't name the individuals who commit these types of crimes because it just statistically and data-wise has been shown to influence other people to do this. And the fewer bits of attention on the actual individual that committed this heinous, horrific attack, the better. And that's not going to be the focus here because we know this. We know this one truth about this. Regardless of what we find out about the individual, what we are going to talk about here in the program today, here's the reality. Deranged people do deranged things, whether they are left, right, blue, purple, black, brown, yellow, anything in between, white, orange, you name it. Whether they are gay, whether they are straight, whether they are whatever, deranged people do deranged things. We have to be better as a society about understanding mental health. We have to do better as a society of figuring out a balance between your constitutional right and your mental health. And that is very clear here as we go down this case of the Colorado Springs shooter, shooting up a gay nightclub and killing a bunch of people. Now, the good news is that we get a heroic story out of this because it would have been way worse if it weren't for a few people absolutely doing the heroic thing and taking this individual on and taking him down. Notice how I said him. This is going to be important to the story here in a little bit. But before we get into all of this, do not forget you can follow on social media. I am at The Coppins Show. You can always subscribe to the Rumble channel, rumble.com/critical thinking. And of course, download, rate, review, subscribe to the podcast. If you are a first-time listener, thank you so very much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate your support. All right, so That notwithstanding, what have we heard in the aftermath? Well, within, I believe it was 30 minutes, a Colorado state senator, right, began to blame guns and right-wing extremism and blah, 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 blah. We saw this coming a mile away. In fact, I want to talk to you about this because this came from Ben Collins over at MSNBC. One of the biggest gaslighters of the left, one of the biggest gaslighters of the right, one of the biggest gaslighters, period, amen, on Twitter. This is what we're supposed to have believed about this shooter.
I am trying to thread this needle here. I'm trying to say that this is happening. This targeted stuff has real life impacts. They say on the internet has real life impacts. And I'm going to fail, by the way. I'm going to, you know, freak out because it's happening. Because I wake up and I see that there are five dead bodies. But I think we have to have a come to Jesus moment here. As reporters, are we more afraid of being on Breitbart for saying that trans people deserve to be alive? Or are we more afraid of the dead people? Because I'm more afraid of the dead people.
So what do we see here? Of course, it's we have to protect the trans community. We got to protect the LGBT community. And this is awful, horrible, right-wing extremism and Breitbart and everything else, right? Ben Collins also goes on to call people Nazis. Ben Collins also goes on to talk about how this is Nazi extremism and how the Nazis made other people the scapegoat for all the problems. And he's right. The Nazis definitely did that. The otherisms, right? And that is true of the Nazis. But let me ask a question of Ben Collins and the journalists have to do better crowd. Shouldn't you as journalists do better about waiting and understanding the facts and the real story behind all of this before just jumping to conclusions? Because the others that you describe are law-abiding citizens, are largely people who own guns for self-protection or sport shooting or whatever. But you've made them the others, the people who believe in religion, not just religiosity, not just the religion of wokeisms and the woke set, but religion, organized religion, or whatever have you, right? You've made them the others of society. Now, it is true that there is a subsect of people on the right who have made the others as well. Okay, so let me grant you that premise, but here's the problem with granting you that premise. It doesn't come back in return, as we talked about on this program last week. For the left, for the gender ideological crowd, for the gender is religion crowd, okay, for that crowd, it's a one-way street of tolerance. You have to tolerate me. I don't have to tolerate you and your belief system. My belief system is the moral right and therefore the trump card of our society today. And if you're not on board with that, then you're the other of society and you should be shunned. You should be your job taken away, your livelihood taken away, your ability to provide for your family taken away. Heck, you shouldn't even have a family. Go ahead and kill yourself, kind of a crowd. Now, some of that does exist on the right, but to a far lesser extent. And that's not to say that either is okay. It's just a statistical reality. But do you notice how it's the right wing, the right wing, the right wing? Paint the picture within 30 minutes. Within 30 minutes of this news coming out, this is the reaction. We can't even wait an hour. We can't even understand who this individual was. We don't know anything about the background of the individual yet. The call for gun control, the call for right-wing extremism, white nationalism, all this other stuff that comes out of the left every single time. We here at Critical Thinking would like to critically think. And that's what we would like you to do about this. Because what did we find out this morning? What did we find out? We find out that this individual identifies as non-binary. Say what? But right-wing extremism, could a non-binary person be right-wing? Absolutely they could. They could be left-wing. They could be anarchists. They could be communists. They could be conservatives. They could be libertarians. They could be of any political stripe. But we were told for the last 5 years that we, those of us who live in objective, not subjective reality land, objective reality land, must adhere to your subjective reality of whatever your gender, ideological viewpoint and feelings are, right? If you wanted to be trans and you wanted to be a girl, but you're a guy and we're supposed to call you a girl, we're supposed to do that. And if you want to be a they, them, whatever the hell that is, if you wanted to be non-binary, we're supposed to accept that, right? Supposed to accept that ideological reality. Except for it's all subjective, because it turns out that when that non-binary person commits an absolutely heinous, ridiculously awful crime, this person is probably making it up. This person does not represent that group. This person doesn't. Listen to Allison Camerota on CNN as this news comes out, as they find this news out. Listen to how dumbfounded Allison Camerota is.
So attorneys for the accused shooter say in new court filings tonight that the suspect now identifies as non-binary. In a footnote to a motion asserting legal privileges, the public defenders say, quote, is non-binary. They use they, them pronouns, and for the purposes of all formal filings, will be addressed as Mix. So in other words, not Mr. or Ms. Joining me now, CNN political commentator Errol Lewis, also back with me, Al Franken and Joe Walsh. I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that's not anything that we had heard from his background. You know, people have been looking into his background. And I don't know if anybody here, are you guys lawyers? I don't know what to say about that. I mean, that's what he's now saying.
It sounds like they're trying to prepare a defense against a hate crimes charge. That's the least of his problems, legally speaking. But it looks like they're trying to build some kind of sympathy or at least confusion on the question of whether or not this was purely motivated by hate.
That is what it sounds like. We'll wait to see.
Ah, so he's building a defense and we shouldn't trust that. Did you notice that? Building a defense, and this really isn't totally true, so we should be skeptical as to whether or not this individual is non-binary. Wait a minute. No, you don't get to play this game. See, here's the difference. I've never accepted your premise from the very get-go. I never accepted your terms. I refuse to accept your terms because I live in objective reality land. There is no such thing as a they-them. Because it is a linguistic situation that doesn't exist. I have never accepted your terms. However, you have tried to shove those terms down my throat for the last 5 years at least. You have told me if I don't accept that anybody who claims anything about their gender, their sexuality, whatever the hell you want to call it, if I don't accept that, I'm a bigot. Whether I think it's insane, asinine, whether, that seems like it's only there to gain an advantage, Leah Thompson. The argument that I have been making is that these individuals are doing this for attention and attention only, by and large, especially people like Mr. Thompson. I mean, Ms. or whatever the hell you want to call that individual. Turns out that they are doing it for an advantage. It turns out that it's not real. It's not a reality. Turns out that accepting that is wrong, right? Those are the terms. I was supposed to do that. I'm supposed to accept that. That, hey, whatever you want to be, whenever you want to be it, however you want to be it, I'm supposed to accept those terms. So again, I'm supposed to have accepted any term that you want to apply to yourself, regardless of, I don't know, biology, of reality, objective reality, anything that you want, I'm supposed to accept it. Except for I know that a lot of people are using it for what? Convenience. for the fact that they got their ass handed to them and they want to be competitive in something else. They want attention. They want this. They want that. But if I were to tell you that, that's bigotry. If I were to tell you that this is a thing of convenience for some people, not all people, that I am a bigot. But now that something terrible, horrible, no good, very bad, absolutely deranged took place, and this individual is claiming a sexual preference or gender preference or whatever the bleep that is. Now that that person is claiming something that you used as a political cudgel, right? You use that to whack us over the head who happen to live in, I don't know, objective reality land. Now that you've used that as that cudgel and it's swinging back at you. Oh, no, this person's fake. We don't claim that. This individual's an idiot. This individual's a moron. He's not one of us. I mean, that person, whatever the hell that is, right? That person's not one of us. And no. They can't claim whatever they want. No, you don't get to play that game. You sit in your own pile of shit and you wallow in it. You don't get to play this game when it is good for you, and when it's bad for you, denounce it. No. You subjected us to your subjective reality and told all of us it's a bigotry thing if you don't accept my subjective reality. No. Now that that subjective reality has swung back at you, accept it. Own your shit. Own it. Each and every single one of you subjective reality bullshit artists at CNN, at MSNBC, Ben Collins, Allison Camerata, all of you own this shit because it's you. You don't get to redefine the terms anymore. You don't get to subjectively pick which groups of people represent you. And then when, oh shit, something goes bad and they claim that, which is what you're supposed to believe, right? That they can claim anything they want at any point in time and we're supposed to believe it. But when that person claims it, when it's bad for you, suddenly back off. No. There's no such thing as that. There's got to be an objective reality here. Oh, really? No, I don't accept your terms. Go to hell. And with that, please be smart, be safe, try to be as kind as you can to other people. And as always, Matthew 5:47, don't forget to eat all of your meals this Thanksgiving weekend.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.